The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And it's 8 a.m. Central Time where we are, and wherever you are, you're listening to Joachim Hagopian and myself. We're having a conversation before we went to break. We were talking about predictive programming. And, of course, that generated a ton of phone call traffic. And, of course, the phone lines are open again, 844-769-2944. For those of you who want to chime into the conversation, if you have questions for Joachim, he's a clinical psychologist, a former Army officer, author of Illegitimus Non Carborundum Est, which means don't let the bastards get you down in Latin, West Point grad. I mean, the guy's got, you know, a CV a mile long. So for those of you need to understand, he's studied and written a book on pedophilia and empire, what Satan, sodomy, and the deep state are doing to destroy this country. What we're talking about is not conspiracy theory, folks. It's in your face. That's what predictive programming is. They tell you in advance, just like they did with this, the jab and everything else. They got all these movies about infections and people in fear for their lives. And I mean, that's predictive programming, isn't it, Joachim?
Oh, yeah. How many times did Bill Gates warn us? he's still warning us. Hey, it's coming next. It'll come. We got it more.
Yeah, we have a solution for that. It's called Hegelian dialectic, okay? You know, I mean, if you don't know that, Joachim, I know you know about what Hegelian dialectic is.
Oh, yeah. Problem, action, solution. Over and over and over again. Till we got your total enslavement going. You know?
Yep. Yeah, we got that figured out. And see, that's the thing about we have listeners that are extremely smart that had this figured out a long time ago, what was going on. And we have been silently preparing for the big one. And whatever each of us, I think, has a different definition of what the big one is. Unfortunately, you know, to many of us, it's like, look, these morons are going to get us into a world war. That seems to be the consensus amongst a lot of people. You know, what are we supposed to prepare for? I mean, people are stockpiling guns, ammo, and food, and first aid, and medical supplies, and items they can barter with. I mean, are we wrong to approach that kind of thought? I mean, you're a clinical psychologist. Are we wrong to approach that kind of understanding?
No, I think it's only prudent to be able to stock up, have a food supply that will last for a while. And it also provides psychological, some level of security that if you don't have it, you know, I mean, we will wake up sometime and you won't be able to probably withdraw money from a Versatella machine at the bank. The banks might be closed for like 10 days or whatever. You might not even be able to pump gas. I mean, everything is electronically connected. And, you know, if there's some kind of breakdown, and they've been also promising that, you know, all the cyber attacks and all of this, you know, the World Economic Forum has been pushing that, you know. I mean, and these are the creators of all these disasters, you know, problem, reaction, solution all over again, over and over. And they got so many WMDs that they're now, you know, they're pointing all these WMDs at us to get us at once. And that's what's happening.
So you really see they got all these military age men from China coming into the country. And a lot of people are complaining because of the way that they're being mistreated, that they don't get that $10,000 credit card and Rolls Royce to go drive around in, obviously. So, you know, somebody got an apple and a bottle of water and he's complaining. And it's like, wait a minute, that's not what you guys told me I was going to get if I came over here. And it's like, wait a minute, what were you exactly? Where'd you get that Biden T-shirt? You know, I mean, this whole thing is in your face. And we, the people, are just sitting there in shock and awe. It's like, I am surprised that we're not in the middle of a full-fledged civil war with our own government.
They're working on that one, too. You know, they're getting the American population so pissed off and all the freebies they're handing out to the invaders, you know? And like I say, you know, false flags, there may be a false flag to start World War III with Russia and China, and there may be false flags. I mean, a lot of those, quote, invaders are part of sleeper cells, terrorist sleeper cells, and the military age men in China. They are the biggest, the fastest pace of invaders are Chinese men, military age. So what does that say? I mean, you know, we have huge Latin American populations coming in, but the fastest growing are the Chinese men. So, and many of them have military backgrounds. They've even been seen shooting, target practicing. They're already, you know, getting their guns and skills, shooting skills up, you know? I mean, yeah, it's all too obvious, you know? It's way too obvious. They're throwing everything at us all at once.
Why is our Congress sitting idly by and ignoring this?
That's their job. They do what they're told.
So they got the goods on them. You know about pedophilia in Epstein Island, and they got videos on all these people. They've been compromised. And so basically, yep, our uniparty system out there sits there and does nothing while we, the people, watch the shift show go on in America and believe all these things and get mad at our government that's doing nothing. And it's no wonder that people are finally starting to rise up and say, okay, I've had it. I got to do something. That's like Phil in Florida goes and hands out these brochures and stuff. Jeff in North Carolina, you're a disabled vet. You're on with Joaquin Akopian. What's your take on all this, Jeff? You got a question?
Yeah, I got a question. I got a couple comments. First, awesome show. Hello to your guests. Hey, I wanted to share some. You guys were talking about the Rothschilds and so forth. What happened to me was in the late 80s, when I was in my 20s, I did a study on some stuff, and I found some stuff, and God really had dealt with me about this, the depth of the corruption and evilness of this. And you guys had touched on that, and I was just talking to my wife about it, and people don't know about this stuff, the Club of Rome, all this evil out there. And also, I'll make another comment, and I'm going to hang up here. You know, everybody in the know who really knows, and God has dealt with me in a very powerful way and showed me things, Obama is running the show. Biden is nothing but a puppet. Obama is running the show. And if anybody doesn't believe that they're blind as a bat. So anyways, I'm going to hang up, Dave. Thank you, as always, for everything. Bye.
I appreciate that, Jeff. Thank you much. Hopefully you get your satellite system hooked up fairly soon here so you can intercept the program. Folks, 2024 is mission critical. We got the elections. We've got executive orders out there. I mean, it's craziness. Watchdog, you are on the phone here with Joaquin Akopian. Go ahead.
Yeah, Joaquin, are you familiar with the miracle of Panama?
The miracle of Panama?
Fatima.
Panama.
Oh, Panama. Yes, I have heard of that. She made some predictions, I understand.
The Pope's got those dates. So they've got a date. And obviously everything they do is working up towards that date, because they're gonna pull the plug. What they're doing is setting people up for the Antichrist and the false prophet. You know, everybody's going to think they're already here when they get here. It's a little bit deep for the subject you're on, but that's where the world's going. God is divine. God's taking his children out, and Satan's going to come down and get his children, and there's going to be a battle. But the battle is going to be at the trials when the elect stand up and they speak the Pentecostal tongue. That's when the end will come, and that's all in sight. I mean, what we're waiting for is prophecy. Prophecy starts the time frame, and the time frame is 5 months and then 3.5 days. When they stand up, it's all over. That's in Revelation 11:11.
Okay, and do you have your research, Watchdog, has it gone past this as far as where the Pope's at in his thinking and timetable? I mean, are we in your take on all of this? Are we close to that? Are we in the middle of it? Where are you at in this argument?
We're Not quite there. The Pope is the last Pope, Peter of Rome. He's the last one as far as Malachi's prophecy. You can't have a doomsday clock without having a doomsday. And 20 seconds towards midnight, they have a date. That's all. They're working out for this date. And I know that's what's going to happen. And when they get here, all this is going to change on this earth. And the funny thing about it is that these bankers, this guy said it himself, they've been doing it for thousands of years. All they have to do is print up a piece of paper and get the people to worship that piece of paper, and they can do whatever they want to them. Because when human flesh will kill another human being over a piece of paper, you don't have much for a society.
Amazing perception there, Watchdog. I appreciate your call. Thanks so much. The piece of paper he's talking about is a dollar bill because the system revolves around it. It's how it's made. It's how it's spent. And unfortunately, how it's worshipped. And this is, you know, I mean, this is another one of these Hegelian dialectics played out, isn't it, Joaquin?
Oh, yeah. You know, back in what? Jekyll Island, 1911, and then 1913, they put it in. A few months later, World War One. And they did World War II to get basically Israel established, you know, and they're not even Semitic. They're Ashkenazi from Khazar, which is Ukraine, you know. I mean, they don't even have the blood, you know. And the Palestinians have more Semitic blood than the people in Israel, you know. It's all upside down crazy, you know.
I was having this conversation with my lovely wife, and then I talked to my agent in El Paso, who's Jewish, and I said, look, isn't it true that we all have some bloodline originating from Abraham? I mean, seriously, we're all originating from the same species and the same bloodlines. It's just that we've gotten weaker and more diseased over time.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, it's crazy. I mean, does that make sense? Doesn't it? I mean, life had to start from somewhere. So,
sure, yeah.
I mean, you know, people are just, they're at this stage of the game right now where these libtard college professors have all these people screaming and protesting because of the genocide going on. And people are having, that's why I don't like to really delve into the subject, because I haven't found somebody that can sit there and neutralize that situation. Because this religious war has been going on for centuries, and we're just now starting to realize what's going on. I mean, why do we have all these protests in America? I mean, you've been keeping a pulse on that, right?
Yeah. I mean, I usually don't line up with the left that are, you know, out there in the streets protesting against the genocide. But in this case, you know, it is what it is. And the U.S. is complicit as an accomplice to genocide. We are guilty. The United States government is guilty. And you know, the U.S. and Israel have alienated themselves to the entire world now. We are the pariahs. And then we have this joke of a president that makes us look even, and they installed him. It was a stolen election, of course. And they did this on purpose to humiliate America and Americans, you know? For the end days, basically, when, you know, I'm afraid we're on the verge of America going down. The whole West, it's all been planned. They've thrown the West under the bus. Western civilization, they're deindustrialized now. Basically, the giant of Europe is deindustrialized in Germany now. We don't have the energy. We shoot ourselves in the foot. We give them all the sanctions. And that's a plus for Russia, not for Europe and America, you know, and on. Everything is to sabotage the West, you know. It's all upside down, yeah.
So the thing is that, and we've had guests on the show, and since you're a West Point grad, I mean, you've studied all of this stuff and understand that in our effort to prepare, we really need to be thinking about self-sustenance as far as the opportunity to get off grid, if at all possible?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's time to head for the hills, so to speak, you know?
A lot of people have said it, you know, make a plan. A lot of people are like, look, I'm stuck in the major city. I'm on a fixed income. I can't do anything. And, you know, see, that's part of our situation, is that people are just literally just giving up and saying, look, whatever.
Yeah, it is very sad. Very sad that people just don't know how to cope with all the mammoth problems being thrown upon us. They're ill-equipped to even handle it psychologically. You know, but I advise, you know, go local as far as you can with all the business, every money that you spend, make sure you don't patronize the big giants that are trying to kill us, you know, and you patronize only locals, people that you trust in the local community. And it's your social network that's going to help keep you alive. It's certainly not the government that's coming after us.
So, yep. Yeah. I just released a Substack on my DaveKrieger.substack.com about FEMA, the other white government. And I go into detail on that. So I guess one of the big things that I notice head on is people's attitudes. A lot of people are very positive and uplifting, and they believe in God. They believe in Jesus Christ. They believe in all the things necessary for salvation. But the other thing is that they're overwhelmed and consumed with what's going on in DC. It's like they're projecting all this stuff at us. Psychologically speaking, how do we maintain and get ourselves out of this area in our mind where we feel like we're being projected upon and we feel like we have to take on the entire problem of the nation onto our own shoulders? How do we overcome that?
Well, I think what we have to do is they want us to feel disempowered, hopeless, defeated. That's exactly where they want us, because obviously we're much more easily controlled if we're in that state of psychological being. So it is a balance between the life that you immediately have around you with the people that you love and care about. You know, that's where the quality of life is. To take on, and I focus on this, and you know, we had Silence Day here where I didn't have access to the internet yesterday. And, you know, that was a reminder how addicted we tend to be. You know, we got to have our little, you know, screen in front of us. But that's what life's about. Life is about what you do with the people in your immediate environment on a daily basis. You know, and you know, natural law, God's law, going out into nature, you know, to be able to enjoy yourself. Do not take on all the problems of the world, even though my job as a journalist and writer is to focus on all the latest, you know, WMDs are throwing at us. But, you know, you have to have the balance going, you know, and you cannot allow them to make you feel pessimistic and defeated for more than an hour or a mood, you know. You got to overcome that mind-body connection. If you start internalizing all the horror, it takes its effect on the body. And the next thing you know, you're dying from some disease. And that's the way it works. So we have to reverse that mental, basically the mental frame of mind, to be able to feel like we can make a difference. And a lot of it is unification. It's a front of non-compliance. We outnumber the bastards 1,000,000 to 1. So all we need to do is all decide to go into a non-compliant mode where we don't follow their orders, you know? And if we do that, they will be helpless, you know? Don't pay taxes. That's the way that they are able to do all these things, through our tax dollars. And there is no law that is in our Constitution that says you must pay your taxes. That's all Rothschild coming at us, you know, when we're paying taxes. So they take over the money supply and they just print forever and then charge everybody interest and live off the interest and get richer off the interest. It's called thievery. Usury is thievery. The Islam religion outlaws it. You go to jail if you engage in that activity, you know? So yeah, there's a lot to be said for the little people getting together and uniting, and it's a war between good and evil, God versus the devil, and get on the right side with God, because that's the almighty solution and the almighty coping skill for dealing with everything.
Yeah, because that seems to be a big problem. Tim in Michigan, you have another question for Joaquim Hagopian.
I do, and he just hit the nail on the head about God. Joaquim, throughout the history of the Bible, Israel got punished for one thing, and it's one thing God brought the country down every time for, and it was called child sacrifice. They were sacrificing children to Moloch, and they have been for years. And today we are sacrificing more children in the history of the world right now, right today, as we're talking on the phone. And I can guarantee you that is why God is taking this nation down. If this nation wanted to cure itself, the first thing it would do is outlaw this child killing, outlaw these kids coming across the border being smuggled, and outlaw child trafficking. All that stuff would be gone, but it won't happen. Because, and that's what the problem with our country is, and that's what the problem with our government is. It boils down to one thing, is that we're evil in the eyes of God because we are sacrificing our children at the highest level in the history of the world. That's my comment. I'd like to hear your reply. Thank you.
Okay, Tim, appreciate that. But Keem, well, that's heavy-duty stuff.
Well, I wrote 5 books, taking 4 years and 3 months out of my life to address this problem because it's so big. And when I started in 2017, nobody wanted to hear about it. It was a taboo topic. When by the time I finished in 2021, people were finally starting to come around and realize, yeah, it's a problem. And it's only gotten bigger. And with that wide open border, I mean, there was a health and services worker that came forth as a whistleblower and said, and this is like about a year ago, 85,000 kids lost. They're not in the system. We don't know where they are. Well, guess what? We do know. They got picked up by the child traffickers. That's where they're going. And it's a problem that we have a situation where, you know, Ukraine was the devil's playground prior to the special intervention by Russians. They put a big stop into the child sex trafficking there. It's not going quite as it is. The only thing that organized crime that's going big there is the arms, because they got all the Western arms going there, and then they end up on basically, you know, getting sold on the black market. That's Ukraine. But they were huge in child sex trafficking as the center of Europe and Asia crossroads. Well, the wide open border here, and that's also a big part of all the big banks, all the big central banks, the Rothschild banks, they get their big revenue from child sex trafficking, human trafficking, organ trafficking, all the organized crime activities. That's what keeps them afloat. Well, they took a big dent with the Russian intervention in Ukraine, but that's the reason why that border in America is still wide open, because it's generating trillions of dollars of income for the money laundering banks and all the illegal ones that are basically in control of the government and the Rothschild banking system. They're the criminal.
And we really don't have any control over that per se, do we?
Well,
I mean, calling your congressman, I mean, really? I mean, what good is it going to do?
They're all bought and sold, you know, bribery and sexual blackmail. I would say the majority of them, you know, are captured by the dark side. But what we can do is we can open our eyes and be aware, because it's right in front and every neighborhood it's going on. So we just have to keep our eyes open and, you know, if you can work with law enforcement and sheriffs that really care, and not the, you know, the militarized police that are gonna, you know, kill you, part of the police state problem. But we can try and make a difference. And there's a lot of organizations, too, that are anti-trafficking that you can also be activists in.
Right.
And
so,
read my books. They're all for free. Yeah, I have them on Amazon for paperback, but I also have them on pedoempire.org. You can find every chapter of all 5 books there.
Yeah, pedoempire.org. All right. That's here's the other thing. They are for free on the late Robert David Steele's website, but now your blog site was recently deplatformed, wasn't it? What happened?
Yeah. About a year ago, you know, Google runs blogspot.com and they took me out. So I'm working on getting something going again. Temporarily, even my Don't Let the Bastards Get You Down is not available, and I got to get that going again, too. I just updated it because it was like 10 years old, so I updated to all the shit that's gone down in the last 10 years.
Yeah, well, see, that's one of the reasons I moved over to Substack, because I saw so many people like Michael Yon and various other people.
Yeah, you should go there, and I will. I'll eventually get over there. Yeah, we got a problem, but we got to work together, you know. Got to work together.
So this is the big issue, folks. That's one of the reasons why we had Joaquin Hagopian on the show. And this is some of the things that you talk about as far as building our community and buying local and avoiding the big banks, avoiding the big box stores, all of this stuff. I mean, they're
Cash. Yeah.
Use cash whenever possible.
They're going to outlaw that, and they're going for those digital currency, you know.
Making it convenient. I mean, we had a story on our email blast. For those of you who have subscribed, you're going to read about it. It's the Walmart One Card, and people literally, since they opened that thing up, have been getting their paychecks drained out of their bank accounts. As soon as Walmart puts them in there, the Walmart employee gets his account drained. You really want to go there? I mean, when you start subscribing, because they're doing what they call neo-banking. All these box stores are starting up their own banks. And this is something that they're doing to swipe from the economy just as much as like literally making people sick and then telling people you got to go out and get a jab or get a flu shot or whatever the case may be. And now we have assisted suicide in multiple countries, Canada and France. France is now offering euthanasia assisted suicide. I mean, this is not going to stop, is it?
It's the biggest cause of death in Canada. It's a major industry there. And yeah, it's spreading to all the Western countries now.
Crazy. Well, Joaquin Hagopian, we thank you so much for joining us on the show and taking the calls and whatnot. And, you know, good luck getting on Substack. I would love to see you on there. I will definitely subscribe. I appreciate that. And those books are available at pedoempire.org, folks, for those of you who have internet access. For those of you who are just working on the phone, you may have to go to the library to try to do it if they'll let you on the computer. Anyway, we're almost at the break. I appreciate it, sir. Thank you so much. Stay safe where you are. And I don't think people have figured it out yet based on the time zone. I don't think they've figured out you're not in the U.S. mainland anymore. So anyway, we appreciate all the work that you're doing. And any closing thoughts?
Yeah, get right with God and love your people and enjoy life. Don't let all the negativity just crush you. You know, we are spirits from God and children of God. So live it and do what you can to spread the word and, you know, fight back.
We appreciate that, sir. Thank you so much for all that you do and for all your efforts and research and stuff. I mean, this is not all for naught. You've got crowns in heaven for that. And we appreciate you. Here we go. Thank you. And we have Justin Porter, North American Urban Spice, coming on after the show. Talk about something new they've got out. Stay with us.
For the past 20 years, the Pyre Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars, and when you shop with the Pyre Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean Black Seed Oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on Black Seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing that the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi everyone, this is Catherine, producer of the Power Hour. Not very many of you know that I suffer from an autoimmune disease, and one product that I depend on daily is Global Healing Center's organic plant-based selenium. Selenium is essential for optimal endocrine and immune function, and for moderating the inflammatory response. Not only that, but this essential trace mineral plays a vital role in promoting a healthy thyroid, maintaining cardiovascular health, and supporting metabolism. This expertly crafted supplement is extracted from the mustard seed plant. It is vegan-friendly and highly bioavailable, ensuring optimal absorption of this powerful antioxidant. So whether or not you're dealing with an autoimmune disorder like me, or you simply want to boost your immune function, I recommend you try Global Healing Center Selenium from the Power Mall. It's available by going to thepowermall.com or by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. 9829.
33 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central, and we are back with Justin Porter from North American Urban Spice, and apparently the Purely Men has been flying off the shelves here at the Power Mall. For those of you that don't understand, we've got a site-wide sale going on, but the thing is that North American Urban Spice has a new product out that apparently is just going crazy. The market is just soaking it up as fast as they can crank it out, and that's the Purely Men Triple Magnesium Complex. Justin, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Dave. Always good to see you.
So the cutting-edge Purely Men, what's in it? I mean, magnesium obviously is going to be a subject matter. And of course, folks, if you have questions about this particular product, we'd love to hear from you, 844-769-2944. But I want to get into the pluses for why people need magnesium in their diet. So what we're talking about as far as magnesium being a crucial mineral, why is that?
Yeah, well, I think it goes back to this kind of mass deficiency that we see across the board, across the nation, and probably across the world, where we simply just don't get enough magnesium in the diet. And, you know, that's partly because of the standard American diet. It's partly because we've destroyed the soils. But really, I think it is just the bioavailability of magnesium and then all of these kind of disruptors that get in the way as well. I know that we've been very vocal. We've heard a lot about vitamin D deficiency over, you know, especially the last few years. You know, you've always got to be careful with vitamin D, as Pfizer and GlaxoSmithKline are the market leaders in vitamin D, and I can tell you that the stuff they're using is not really sufficient for vitamin D absorption. But with vitamin D, you obviously get the need for magnesium and vice versa. And I see both of those deficiencies going hand in hand. So magnesium is responsible for 300 processes in the body. So if we haven't got enough magnesium, then there's all sorts of health issues that are just on the horizon, just based on that deficiency alone. And, you know, we're talking about mood disorders. We're talking about sleep disorders. And, you know, especially at this time of year when the clocks have just sprung forward and given us a nice surprise, where everybody's suddenly now sleep deprived and everybody's a little bit more moody all of a sudden and our immune systems are under attack. Magnesium is such a crucial mineral at this time of year. And, you know, I feel it in myself. I see it in those who are closest to me. And it really is just all of a sudden. And I think what's so great about the purely min magnesium complex is that you have three different types of magnesium that really are the easiest on the digestive tract and absorb easiest into the body. And then we've combined it with L-theanine, which is an amino acid that is synergistic with magnesium. And, you know, I think what we're seeing right now is people getting results that they haven't been able to get from either other magnesiums they've taken or other products to get those results.
So the thing is we've got a story in our email blast about vitamin D. And here's the thing. They are finding, according to the research, that vitamin D is actually helping kids with type 1 diabetes. Mm-hmm. That's huge. Now, you couple that vitamin D, as long as you brought it up, I'm going to just talk about vitamin D in general.
Yeah.
When you put it with magnesium, enhancement of effect, I mean, how does that work?
Yeah. And again, I think a lot of information out there about vitamin D. You do need to be taking vitamin D with another fat-soluble vitamin like vitamin A or vitamin K2. Really, really important, because some people will just take the GlaxoSmithKline Pfizer garbage and not get any benefits. And they're like, well, I've been taking 20,000 IU and I've not improved my vitamin D levels. And magnesium on the other side of that, you must have vitamin D and vitamin B6, and that can come from a dietary source, of course. But without those vitamins, magnesium can come into the body and not be as bioavailably absorbed. And then that's really, really crucial. So there's so many factors to it. But with magnesium as well, I get up and I take it first thing in the morning. Some people take it later in the day to help their sleep. But with magnesium, you want to be taking it at a different time than when you're getting a lot of calcium in whether that's from the diet or not, because that does prevent some of that magnesium absorption. I think it's really important to know that there are many types of magnesium out there as well that are just really non-bioavailable. I think magnesium oxide is the most probably well known for that, where it just you take it in and then you're running to the bathroom about 5 minutes later, and it really just has an effect that you don't really want. I mean, we don't really want to kind of go run to the bathroom and be forced through that. We want to be able to absorb the magnesium, and that's why it's crucial to make sure we're getting the right bonded material. And the magnesium itself is chelated in the purely min, and that is to taurine. So you have magnesium taurate, and then you have it bonded to glycine as magnesium glycinate. And then the third component is magnesium L-threonate, which is actually a patented form of magnesium that is known as the brain magnesium. And there's some really good studies out there on that. But the results, like I said, Dave, it's just people are responding to this so quickly, and they're saying that they can sleep better. They can all of a sudden concentrate better than ever. We've got more and more reports of athletes taking it who are just suddenly upping their performance and able to do things they could never do, playing better, being able to lift more, and just these incredible results.
I would wonder about the healing process of taking magnesium as well, because, it, you know, the older we get, the harder it is and the longer it takes to heal from certain skin conditions or wounds or things like that, you know, because as we get older, we get a little bit more klutzy and we do things that, you know, we injure ourselves more frequently and it takes longer to heal. And see, the NIH in the meantime, and we're having a really hard time trusting our government right now. They're saying 300 to 400 milligrams daily is your adult recommended. Bunk to that. I mean, every human is different. This is not a one size fits all, is it?
It's really not. You know, it's depending on the state of your health and depending on the state of your diet as well. So they change their mind on the nutritional needs, but they are always undershooting no matter what the mineral. You know, they also say that fluoride is a necessary mineral. And fluoride will also destroy magnesium. So just, you know, just the levels in the blood and the bones themselves will be destroyed by fluoride. So, you know, I think the government is not to be trusted when it comes to you know, our diets. You know, registered dietitians, for example, which are funded by the, or taught by the government, they just focus on macros and, you know, things that, macros and calories, basically. They never talk about minerals. They don't talk about vitamins. So I think it's really, really important to realize where you're getting your information from. And like you said, Dave, they're always undershooting with the RDAs. You know, really, you can have tons and tons of vitamins coming into the body, but without minerals, they're not going to be able to be properly utilized. So, and the same goes the other way. So I look to have about 600 mg of magnesium daily. I think that's a good number to have, because you can overdo it with minerals. You can go too far. But typically 600 to 1,000 milligrams of magnesium daily is a very safe amount, and people will do really well off it.
Okay, see, because according to NIH estimates, 50% or more of the population is deficient in magnesium. And the problem is that they're trying to, because it's NIH that's doing it, they're trying to drive everybody toward Big Pharma to buy their product instead of getting the natural supplements that these products have in them. They want to go to synthetic. They want to go to lab-created garbage and not stuff that's natural to the body. And so basically what you've said in the past, Justin, if you could reiterate about how much of that synthetic actually gets absorbed in the body versus the natural.
Yeah, well, with vitamins in particular, we see such a little bioavailability of these vitamins. And that's why you see in some of these products that are out there, especially in places like Walgreens and CVS and places where you should really never buy supplements, they've got, you know, it's like 12,000% of your vitamin B12 with synthetic cyanocobalamin, and you take that in and you absorb 0% of that, essentially. And you know, you see, so you have these people who have also been fallen for this kind of vegan agenda where they're forced into a, you know, buying these meats that are completely lab created. And then they're like, okay, well, now I've got vitamin B12 deficiency because you can't get B12 from anything but a meat source. And then they take this synthetic garbage and get no better and just get sicker. And again, with like synthetic vitamin E and synthetic vitamin C, they act the opposite of an antioxidant. They actually prevent oxygen getting to the cells and healing. So yeah, you really, really hit the nail on the head with that.
Well, you know, we try, but the thing is, before we went on the air, folks, we were talking about the seriousness of having these supplements in your arsenal, because as time goes on, and we just had Joaquin Hagopian on, and we were talking about prepping. We were talking about getting a supply together, and the thing is we were talking about how much you can have in stock, and I know there's a lot of people that want to try it, and I'm convinced after reading the stats on this and hearing what's been going on, we need to be looking at a case of this per person, which one case is 12 bottles. One case will last one person 1 year, and the shelf life is 3 years. So if you're looking at us being without power, without having the proper nutrition or any of this, you might have access to water, but it's the nutritional content, because a lot of people are going to be stockpiling food with whatever they can get. And the food may not be that nutritious, even though it's high in calories because of the stress. They're going to be consuming a lot of calories. The caloric content will be higher. It's necessary because under stress in an environment like that, you need it. But you also need the supplements to balance everything that's going on. Am I off base here or am I right on with that?
Absolutely right on. Yeah, I mean, you know, I have stockpiles of the magnesium and the Purely Pack for that very reason. You know, nutrient density is going to be as crucial as ever. Obviously, there is going to be a lot of things that we just can't control or can't expect. So the only thing you can do is make sure you have your nutrition covered and like you said, your hydration covered. So, you know, it's not really a case of if anymore, is it? It's a case of when. And, you know, that is something that it will be too late at some point. And you know, again, we look at everybody right now. The one thing that I have heard repeatedly with the purely min magnesium is that people will stop taking it for a couple of days and they feel and notice the difference so quickly. I almost caution, hey, if you do take the product, do be aware that when you come off of it, you will notice that, you know, it's a little harder to concentrate, a little harder to sleep, a little bit, your mood may be a little bit decreased. But that just shows how deficient these people who have been taking it really were in the first place. And I think that is something to be really aware of.
Well, and that's one of the reasons why I brought up the idea of ordering by the case. Because the thing is, what happens all of a sudden and you don't have it in stock and all of a sudden everything changed, your whole system starts, you know, telling you, hey, why'd you quit taking it? That's one of the reasons why you have a bottle of, you know, 12 of these bottles in a case that lasts one person 1 year. So if you have a couple in the family, that means you need to buy two cases to get you through one whole year. You extrapolate that out. That's six cases basically for a couple over a 3-year period, which is how long the shelf life is. Now, the thing is that the longer you get, because I generally will order a year's supply. We've talked about other products on the show that are only necessary to take within an emergency situation. But this particular product is something that our body is going to depend on forever and a day, will it not?
Yeah, 100%. And again, going through times of stress, your body uses up those minerals and vitamins so much quicker as well. So, and you touched on the autoimmune disease, diabetes type 1, which is very often vaccine injury, just to make sure people are aware where the majority of that comes from. But essentially, that's your body attacking its ability to produce, or for the pancreas to really function correctly. That can be reversed. And I think that's the messaging that we never see in the mainstream. But with magnesium being a really crucial part of that reversal, you know, what else does it do? What other conditions are there out there that it can really help with? And, you know, you're talking mood disorders. You're talking the body's ability to activate the GABA receptors for sleep. To help the body produce melatonin, to reduce cortisol, which is a necessary hormone unless your cortisol levels are always raised, which at a time of stress, those cortisol levels will need to be brought back down. Magnesium plays a really, really big role in that as well. So, you know, again, we could go on for forever and ever, but one of the biggest factors with magnesium taurate is blood pressure control and heart management. You can't have a healthy heart without sufficient magnesium. And that's just, you know, a real known fact today. And then magnesium glycinate plays a huge role in blood sugar control, which, you know, again, further supports the diabetes type 1, you know, theory or hypothesis, however you look at it. So, again, we've just got endless examples of the role that it plays.
For sure. And this is something, too, that there's more L-theanine per serving than in commercial brands that you would buy at CVS and whatnot. Why aren't the drug companies paying attention to these kinds of things? Why are they continue to manufacture this synthetic lab crap?
Well, so, some of it is arrogance, I think, and some of it is that they could make a $1 billion off of the drugs that can be put in place of taking these things that actually help us. You know, they always say it takes $1 billion to bring a drug to market, but then they make billions and billions off of it. So if they can keep people sick and not allow people to have these wonderful supplements, and, you know, they're trying their hardest to make these supplements illegal or only to be prescription or be prescription only. You know, luckily they can't patent nature, so we still have half a chance, but there is still a risk, as we know, with what's going through Congress right now, that they're going to be going after these supplements that actually work for as long as they can. That's the Rockefeller plan at the end of the day.
See, and that's one of the reasons why we're encouraging people to buy at least one case per person when you order these things. It is an investment in your health. And people are asking me all the time. I hear so much about magnesium, and you talk about the leg cramps and not having them. I have not been having leg cramps lately. That hasn't been the case. You know, healing as you get older always seems to be the case, but there are more things that magnesium is there for. And I get asked constantly, well, what's so, you know, cracked up about magnesium, and why should people be taking it? That seems to be the biggest concern. What do you tell people that ask you that?
Well, I mean, again, 300 functions in the body cannot occur without the correct amount of magnesium in the body. So, you know, whether you're talking about just ATP production at the cellular level, you know, it is them absolutely critical for energy production in the body. You know, the RNA and DNA health and processes can only occur by the coenzymatic factors of magnesium. But, you know, you can get into the weeds, or you can really just talk about the basic stuff. What are you suffering with right now? And very often now, there can be a couple additional things in there, but magnesium deficiency is often a common issue in many of these conditions that we see.
And so as far as, like, you know, most of the people say that if you have a lot of disorders, these disorders are manifested in the skin at the cellular level, but it's in the skin, and you notice these things. Have you seen or heard reports of magnesium actually kicking in and helping the, you know, these skin lesions and whatnot disappear?
Absolutely. Magnesium and vitamin D, again, they go together so often. You know, we say 80% of the nation is vitamin D deficient, 50% is magnesium deficient. If you can solve those two issues there, I think people will see massive changes in their health. You know, we want to make sure that we're not injecting or putting any poison into the body at the same time, of course. But a lot of the healing can occur just by healing these deficiencies. And our body's telling us things. You know, God created us absolutely perfectly. And he also said, you know, this is the amounts that can help the body. Don't put poison in there and you will have half a chance.
Well, so as far as hypertension, those people that have high blood pressure have noticed a significant difference, haven't they?
Yeah, magnesium taurate, again, the absolute, it's called the heart magnesium. And, you know, there's a lot of information out there that backs that up. You know, you combine the magnesium with the black seed, I think you'll see such a big improvement with your heart health that, you know, we hear it time and time again. And it's such a basic fix. Yeah, you know, we still don't see enough people seemingly aware of it.
So the thing is with the muscles, the older we get, we have some atrophying in muscles. Some people have had shoulder surgeries. I'm noticing a lot. They're really pushing these shoulder surgeries like crazy. There's ways to actually heal the shoulder without undergoing the knife. Is magnesium one of those components?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, there are just so many things that magnesium plays a role in. You know, the way the body functions, I mean, it's such a beautiful design. And, you know, I think the biggest thing about atrophy and all these other things, we are encouraged because of the Rockefeller Medicine Plan to overdo surgeries, you know, and shoulder surgeries in and out, very easy moneymaker for that system. You know, just like gallbladder surgery, they tell you don't need your gallbladder and they just yank it out. I mean, it's just wild behavior. But yes, you can have an injured shoulder and you can actually fast, supplement correctly, and the healing time, based on how disciplined you are, can be vastly reduced, and you can avoid surgery altogether. And absolutely, minerals like magnesium play a huge role in that healing.
And we have some exciting news about all North American Urban Spice products coming up in our very near future as well, don't we?
We do. The whole line is going to be completely available on the Power Mall, and it's going to be wonderful to be able to offer everything that the company has for you guys.
That's great. Justin Porter, thanks so much. You heard it first right here. So that's the new news about North American Urban Spice. We're going to be carrying everything that they offer at the Power Mall in very short order. In the meantime, time to get out there and order the Purely Men by the case, if you get my drift. You're going to need at least one. I would get in the habit of doing it. And please let us know by testimony, support at thepowerhour.com. Let us know by testimony how it's working for you. The stuff is flying off the shelves, folks. I just can't say enough about it. Justin Porter, North American Urban Spice, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Dave.
All right, we're done for today. We'll be back with a Hump Day edition tomorrow on the Power Hour. In the meantime, God bless you and God bless the United States of America. Time to be proactive. See you tomorrow.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.